Good morning, Southeast Kansas and Northeast Oklahoma. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High sitting in studio. And with me right now, our special guest for this morning, it is Representative Jim Kelly. Good morning, Jim. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Nice to have you here. Nice to meet you this morning.
And it's very nice to meet you. And I'm excited to interview you. And again, I've been here pretty much just a little over a week, so it's been great to kind of just start meeting everybody, and it's great to meet you. And a few things we talked about off there that you would like to discuss today. You said you had a special healthcare thing that's coming up here pretty soon.
Right, we do. Got a couple things. I just last Thursday in Topeka, we had an interim meeting on healthcare. So healthcare is kind of the topic right now coming up. And we talked about cost containment in healthcare. We talked about pharmaceuticals and pharmaceutical pricing. We talked about hospitals and looking at, you know, the situation that hospitals and other healthcare providers are facing. And so that was kind of an overview. And in about mid-October, we'll probably come up with some kind of a recommendation along that line of what committees should look at this year. That will follow in and tie in nicely to this next Tuesday. I'm going to attend a meeting in Abilene where the Senate has a Medicaid expansion committee that's looking at Medicaid expansion, which has been a topic for probably the last 3 or 4 years, particularly picked up in the 2016 session when, after the Independence Hospital had closed. And so Montgomery County had felt it, as had some others. And so that's picked up. The Senate finally came up that they were going to have this committee. They are going to the senator that's the that is the vice president, or the majority leader of the Senate, is going to make a presentation to a Kansas Hospital Association meeting in Abilene on his proposal for Medicaid expansion that he's going to introduce to their committee as a whole a little bit later. And I wanted to hear that because I'm on the, I was appointed to the joint committee, House and Senate, to look at it after they get through. So some type of new plan and some type of setup, I think, to try to expand Medicaid potentially out to another 150,000 Kansans and provide some help to the healthcare providers who often are seeing these same patients without insurance, so they have a lot of uncompensated care, and this would offset some of that. So I will have that. That should be interesting. I mean, it's a long drive for about 3-hour meeting, but still, I think it'll be worth the trip to hear at least what they are going to toss out, because this is the first one really to come out of the Senate. So it'll be interesting to see what it will be. And then for the rest of the, since the session adjourned in May, it's been not too much going on. Now, all of a sudden in September, October, November, there's a lot of activity that will go on. In November, coming up, there'll be a couple of days that we will go talk about banking issues on another interim committee, the same one that looked at healthcare cost. And this one will look at banks and credit unions and taxing of each one of them and looking at some things along that line. So it's actually going to be, there'll be a day of it, and then it'll be followed up by a day of putting the results of that together. And then a little later after that, there will be, I'm on the Pensions Committee, and we will have a meeting. It's required annually that the Senate and the House meet and hear a presentation from the Kansas Public Employees Credit Union on the condition of the pension fund, issues that they've had during the year, issues that they want to look at, the legislature to potentially look at the next year. And so that will take up, and that'll be a day, and that'll probably also be sometime in November. So lots of activity coming on. Plus, you and I were visiting beforehand about at least tentatively scheduled October 10th. The governor is supposed to make a tour in Montgomery County, and the Farm Bureau is sponsoring that tour, and our own Rich Feltz from the Liberty area is, he is the head guy at Farm Bureau, so he is, he'll be on the tour. So we hope all of that works out. They're picking a number of spots for the governor to visit in Montgomery County, looking at some agricultural businesses in Montgomery County. So that ought to be another nice one to go along. In the last weeks, we've had the Department of Commerce, new Secretary David Toland in Montgomery County, and then several weeks before that had the Lieutenant Governor, Lynn Rogers, in Montgomery County. So the nice thing is that Montgomery County has got a lot of attention, and Montgomery County is one of the top manufacturing counties in Kansas. So that attention is, you know, it's deserved that they come down and take a look at what it is, because I think of freight shipped out in the state of Kansas, out of Kansas to other areas, Montgomery County is third in the state, so ahead of Sedgwick County even, which is the Wichita area. So, I mean, there's a lot of emphasis. There's things happening that are causing them to come. So a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, that's really impressive, being third in the entire state, and even ahead of Sedgwick. And everybody knows about Sedgwick County over in Wichita, about all the, you know, what they do over there. I've heard quite a bit about it. So again, the governor tentatively scheduled to visit Montgomery County on October 10th. Different places being kind of worked out so far where he will hit at.
Yeah, where she will hit at.
Oh, she will hit. Sorry.
Yeah, where she will hit out, and the governor's last name is Kelly, so I get it's not. I have questions asked from time to time. Not, are you the governor? Are you the governor? Are you related to the governor? I am not. Same spelling, but different political party, but same thing. Longtime senator in Kansas that ran for governor and won, and so it will be good to have her come through and see what we have in Montgomery County, see the things that are going, and maybe, you know, when it comes up that we need some help along the line or a boost, that they'll be familiar with what we have and what we're trying to do.
Well, the short time I've been in Montgomery County, I've definitely been impressed with it, and definitely impressed with the people in the county. I've been to several of the smaller towns, and I've definitely enjoyed it and impressed with the people, and very hardworking people here, most definitely. And
definitely. It's a great place to live, and it is has a lot going on right now. And I mean, we've had a number of things over the past few years that have been kind of blows, but I think that everyone is pulling together. The towns are working. I mean, Coffeyville's reawakening that's going on is a tremendous thing. And Montgomery County Action Council and has a lot of work that they are doing. And so I think there's some good things that should make us all have a little bit of a smile on our face.
A smile, and definitely something to be proud of, most definitely. Well, Mr. Kelly, I appreciate you coming in today, talking about everything that you'll be doing, because even in adjournment, you guys are definitely busy pretty much 100% of the time, and I appreciate you coming in today.
Well, Kyle, thank you very much. I appreciate having this opportunity each month, and thank everybody in Montgomery County that I represent for letting me have this opportunity, and I look forward to seeing you again next month.
All right. Well, we will see you again next month. That is Representative Jim Kelly right here on the Mighty KGGF coming up around 8:30. We'll have open line, and we will also have your poll question. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.